Hi, hello. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. How are you doing today? Can you hear me? Ma'am, I'm not selling anything. I am just conducting what is a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. We have a few minutes to help us out. Okay, great. What is the year of your birthday? May I know what's the year of your birthday? Of your birth?
1980.
Okay. And what is your race? White, Black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
Black.
Black, okay. And now in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Democrat. And you consider yourself a strong or a not strong Democrat? A strong Democrat. And what is the highest level of school you have completed on the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, high school, some college, associate degree, bachelor degree, master's degree, or a professional
master's
degree?
Master.
Master. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Very unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied? Okay.
Uh-huh.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And will you say you strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions on each of the following, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you very feel warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you may feel, and if you don't know, or you've never heard of a person group, tell us that as well. I will start with Brian Kemp. 0 to 10, how do you feel about Brian Kemp?
Warm.
Do you feel very cold, or very warm, or neutral?
Very warm. Cold.
Very warm. A 10?
Mm-mm. A 1.
A 1? Very cold? Okay. Now, what do you think about Joe Biden? How do you feel about Joe Biden? Very cold?
A 2.
A 2. And what do you think about Ron DeSantis?
A 0.
A 0. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
A 0? Okay. Republicans in Congress? How you will scale them?
A 5.
A 5. Neutral.
Mm-hmm.
What about Tim Scott?
From South Carolina.
Tim Scott?
Yeah, he's about Tim Scott from South Carolina.
It should be Georgia. Any idea? Don't know?
Hold on, let me see who Tim Scott is. I just know Tim Scott from South Carolina.
Okay, because the next one that I do have on the list, which is the last one actually on this
Tim Scott, he's a senator from South Carolina.
Oh, okay. What do you think about Kamala Harris?
Tim Scott is a 1. Kamala Harris is a 2. I'm doing it.
A 1 and a 2. Okay. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no matter how you frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're your boat has no power at all, and 10 means all the opposite, right? That your boat has a lot of power, right, to make change on issues that actually matter to you. Now, 0 is no power, and 10 is that you do, that your boat has a lot of power. How do you scale that? Okay. How do you feel?
10.
Mm-hmm. And no matter how frequently do you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means all the opposite, that it actually has a lot of power to make any changes on the issues that matter most to your community. 0 to 10? 10.
Mm-hmm.
And how will you describe black political power since 2020? Will you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, it's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful to you?
It's more powerful.
It is more powerful? Much more powerful? Now, we know it's a little way off, but it, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state of and local offices? Using the scale 2-0 to 10, where 0 means that definitely will not vote, you will not vote, and 5, a 10. Mm. Now, will you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you do not care at all who is elected president in 2024? It's a great deal.
A great deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate? Will you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Probably a third-party candidate.
Probably. Okay. Now, for something a little different, has your little... may I say, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Worse.
Got worse?
Worse. You got no money. Worse. You see how much gas costs? You can't even afford nothing.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now, I will start with reducing racism and discrimination. 0 to 10.
Yeah.
A 10. And what do you think about student loan debt? 0 to 10? 10. 10. Health care? 10. 10. What do you think about abortion access? 10. 10. Climate change?
10.
And jobs and wages?
10.
All right. Now, the same, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them 0 to 10, where 10 means that issues have definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities, and the opposite, 0 means that issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities, right, to improve your community. Now, basically, it will be the same, but just a turnaround. In this particular case, it has been one of the Democrats' top priorities. Reducing racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
Okay, wait. Tell me the rules again. I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
For sure. Now, 0 to 10. 0, well, 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the top priorities for the Democrats to improve your community. And 0 means all the opposite, right? That it hasn't, the issue has not been one of the top priorities to the Democrats, right, to improve your community.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, I'll start with reducing racism and discrimination, 0 to 10.
0.
A 0. Student loan debt?
A 10.
10. What do you think about health care?
10.
A 10. Abortion access?
10. They've been trying.
climate change?
I don't really know. Seven.
He's seven. What do you think about jobs and wigs?
Three.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress has passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impact, which is your life, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Not at all, right? Now, we'll start with a proclamation of granting pardon from the offense of a simple possession of marijuana. President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Do you think that's a great deal? It's a fair amount, not that much, not at all. We'll never hear of it.
Great deal.
It's a great deal. What do you think the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving, which is the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding, which is access to the workforce for underserved populations? Do you think that's a fair amount? It's a great deal? Not that much? Not at all? Or have you ever or never heard of it?
Great deal. No,
it's a great deal. Now, the third law is the Department of Justice just recently, which is charged with the five Memphis officers responsible for killing, which is Tyre Nichols, with federal civil rights violations. Do you think that's a great deal? Not that much? A fair amount? Not at all?
Great deal.
It's a great,
great
deal.
Deal.
All right. Now, we're around 70% complete. We're almost there. Now, let's just continue. We're almost done. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each one on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that extremely convincing reasons to vote in November 2024, and 0, all the opposite, which is not all convincing reasons to vote in November. Right. You can select any number from 0 to 10. Now, I will start with Zach Dorjan's helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot, which is that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during, which is the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers, which is the cost of critical prescription drugs in 2024. We can vote again for the president yet and get, which is even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities. From 0 to 10, 0 not at all convincing, and 10 means that it's extremely convincing. What do you think on this one? 0 to 10.
A 10.
Okay. The next one, it says that black Georgians have, which is the power to determine, which is our futures by electing who represent us in government. When it comes to electing, which is our next president in 2024, we have, which is a clear choice. We will continue to move forward and or will we go backwards? We will fight for it, which is a future that includes, which is the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. It's for you something which is extremely convincing with a 10 or 0, not at all convincing.
Yep,
a 10.
Now,
sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So if it's okay for you, but not, I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, okay? Please rate the amount of power you feel on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has
what?
Power.
Huh? I'm not screaming. Where your problem is?
She's wanting the attention. Now, we're almost done.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, now, 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means all the opposite, that your vote has a lot of power. So how do you feel at this point? Does it has a lot of power?
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah.
Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for presidents, Congress, and other
states?
Right.
I'm definitely going to vote.
And for you, that's a great deal as well, correct? You would say it's you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care a lot at all?
A great deal.
It's a great deal, absolutely. Now, on November 25th, 2024, general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, you will vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party candidate? Will you vote for president or you're undecided?
Third party.
Third party.
Joe Biden not doing anything. Donald Trump is a joke. And
right. You will stay in the third party election. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? What do you think about fair count? It's a great deal. A fair amount, not
yes,
that much.
Yes, great deal.
It's a great deal. People's Agenda?
Great deal.
What do you think about Pro Georgia?
Great deal.
It's a great deal. What do you? What about mm-hmm. Black Voters Matter?
Great deal.
Fair Fight?
Great deal.
New Georgia Project?
Oof, I don't know about that, but great deal.
Is a great deal. Secretary of mm-hmm. State and local Board of Elections.
Great deal.
Okay, excellent. Now, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very progressive, so what progressive, moderate, so what conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Very progressive. Okay. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something else?
I'm straight. I'm heterosexual.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Single. Are you the parent or guardian for any children under the age of 18?
Yes, I am.
How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Unemployed.
Unemployed. Now, last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About
50,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, finally, I would like to invite you to become, which is a Georgia knowledge expert. What it means is that we will let your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups that take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we would like to offer you, which is a $10 Amazon gift card. We'd like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert.
Yes, that's fine.
Awesome. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
It's, hold on.
No worries.
Hold on. What's the minute? Oh, God. Did I get your tablet? Look in his bag. See if I brought your tablet. I don't know what I'm doing.
No worries, I'll wait.
It's your tablet in there? It's TIJUANA.
TIJ? Can we start all over so I can be?
All right. TIJ. UA.
UA.
NA.
NA.
SCOTT.
Okay, that's Tijuana. And after Tijuana?
It's the letter Q.
Q, okay, letter Q.
Scott.
SCOTT.
Yes.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Landline, cell phone, text message, by mail or email?
Just call me. Call me.
All right.
Me.
Cell phone. All right. Thank you. Yeah. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I wish you the best.
Thank
and a good day. Be safe.
You too.